Welcome to the scripture reading for this week. I chose Acts chapter 10, verses 22 through 48, I believe. And I did that because I wanted us to have an idea of how Dr. Luke, when he wrote the book of Acts, gave us a lot of testimony in the things that that was taking place back in the day when the Holy Spirit had come upon them. So, but I want to back up to verse 22. I hate to start in the middle of a paragraph, and the way my Bible is laid out, that's it starts there in 22. And in chapter 10, it was talking about how Cornelius calls for Peter. Verse 21. So Peter went down and said, "I'm the man you're looking for. Why have you come?" They said, "We were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He is a devout man who fears the God of Israel and is well respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to send for you so that you could go to his house and give him a message." So Peter invited the men to be his guests for the night. The next day they went with them, accompanied by some other believers from Joppa. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for him and had called together his relatives and close friends to meet Peter. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell to the floor before him in worship. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. I'm a human being just like you." So Cornelius got up and they talked together and went inside where the others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know, it is against Jewish laws for me to come into a Gentile home like this, but God has shown me that I should never think of anyone as impure. So I came as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me, why have you sent for me?" And Cornelius replied, "Well, 4 days ago I was praying in my house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, 'Cornelius, your prayers have been heard, and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now, send some men to Joppa, summon Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a leather worker, who lives near the shore.' So I went for you at once, and it was good for you to come. Now, here we are, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord had given you. And this is when the Gentiles hear the good news." Peter replied, "I see very clearly that God doesn't show partiality. In every nation he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. I'm sure you have heard about the good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened all through Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John the Baptist began preaching. And no doubt you know that God anointed Jesus Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we, apostles, are witnesses of all that he did throughout Israel and into Jerusalem. They put him to death by crucifying him, but God raised him to life 3 days later. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us, who God had chosen beforehand to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, and he had ordered us to preach everywhere to testify that Jesus is ordained of God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Now, some more of the good news. This is when you and I, as Gentiles, received the Holy Spirit." And even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, all who had heard the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured upon the Gentiles too. And there could be no doubt about it, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit as we did? So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Afterwards, Cornelius asked him to stay with him for several days. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding. I know it's a little long reading, but it gives emphasis on what we're talking about in the school of the Holy Spirit. God loves you, and so do I.